Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply not afraid to fight. Not afraid to fight. Think about how fighting dominates this world in which we live. You can even look at insects and insects fight. Animals fight. When we were children on the playground, you remember we would draw a line in the dirt and we would challenge somebody to cross the line and that would start a fight. Then we started placing the little stick on the shoulder and we dare somebody to knock it off. If they did, that would start a fight. As we got older, obviously, you think that fighting is just reserved for playgrounds and high school and all those things. No, countries fight. Developed nations fight. Third world countries fight each other. Underdeveloped nations fight all the time. Fighting is just a part of life. There's been wars since the world began, and I'm pretty sure there'll be wars until the world comes to its final end. My friends and neighbors, I'm telling you that fighting is something we've all grown accustomed to. However, many people understand physical fighting, but they don't understand and have yet to learn how to fight when it comes to running their own businesses. They don't know how to give it everything they've got. They don't know the art of engagement when it comes to fighting for their success, their dreams, their goals, their visions, their plans, or their purposes. My friends and neighbors, when it comes to that kind of fighting, we see more cowards, we see more runaways, we see more people fleeing from the battle than ever before because they have not learned to fight. In business, fighting is essential. It is the fight to achieve all the things that you would like to have out of life, and there is a four-step process that can teach you how to fight to grow your business. The F in our FIGHT acronym simply reminds us of the importance of focus. Yes, my friends, the importance of focus. When I watch National Geographic, it's one of my favorite shows to watch on television. I'm always fascinated at how the lions will focus on one single animal in a humongous herd. It may be a herd of water buffalo that's over 1,500, and they have yet found one weak or wounded or even a strong buffalo that they want to take down. When they charge, they're not charging haphazardly. They're charging with a purpose. My friends and neighbors, I ask you today, what are you focused on? Are you really honed in on your goals, your dreams, your visions and plans? Are you really focused on the initiatives at hand? Did you wake up today with a vigor and a desire to say, you know what, I'm going to hit my goal? And do you know what target you're aiming for? My friends, I say that one of the first components of learning how to fight is learning how to focus. That I in our FIST acronym reminds us of the importance of instruction. Think of the boxers who are fighting in the ring. When the bell sounds, the boxers go back to their neutral corner. And as soon as they sit down on the stool, guess what they hear? They hear a mountain of instruction from their corner. Now, their trainers don't box. Their trainers are not able to stand in the ring and take the punches like they're taking. Their trainers are not skilled enough to do that anymore. Some of them are retired boxers. However, they know enough and have seen enough to guide that boxer through success in the ring. And the most successful boxers are the ones who are able to listen to and apply the instructions they receive from their corner. My friends and neighbors, you also have a corner. They're called your mentors. You have a trainer. It's called the ones that care about you and want to see you win. The leaders that you look up to. Their jobs are to gather the information, to give you the instruction, to outline a strategy. Your job is to execute. Yes, my friends and neighbors, it is the job of every person who's running a business to surround him or herself with as much instruction as possible. Because again, instruction leads to strategy and strategy to execution. The other component of being effective in the fight, the S in our FIST acronym, simply reminds us of the importance of sacrifice. Yes, my friends, the importance of sacrifice. Again, watching National Geographic, I've seen many times that they a pack of hyena where there are so many that have lost ears and eyes and tails and even legs, and they're still in the pack and they're still going after their prey. The key is when it comes to business, so many are afraid to lose. They've achieved some success and they don't want to lose it. They've achieved some material things and they don't want to lose them. They've achieved a few things and they haven't yet to want to lose them. Look at every leader that you've ever seen in life, every billionaire, every multimillionaire. You're going to find somewhere along the line that some humongous sacrifices were made. My friends, that's the wonderful thing I like about watching National Geographic, is because when they show those animals engaged, they seemingly fight to the death. There is nothing that they're not willing to lose in order to get what they truly want. What are you willing to sacrifice? The art of sacrifice is another component that is a subtopic that we have to embrace in order to learn how to fight. And finally, my friends, that T is for tenacity. Tenacity is just a big fancy word that reminds us of the importance of hanging in there. That's all it is, the ability to hang in there. The most efficient hunters in Africa as it relates to animals are the African wild dogs. They come 15 in a pack. I challenge you, look them up whenever you get a chance. On the average, this pack of dogs runs 20 miles a day. And the reason they're so successful is they chase their prey until their prey passes out. That's their deal. They know that they're not faster than the gazelles and the antelopes. They kill a lot of them, though. They kill them because they chase one down until that antelope or gazelle just simply passes out. And then they have a free opportunity to eat all they want. My friends and neighbors, you have more endurance than your dreams. You've got more tenacity than the vision that you've got in front of you. And keep chasing them until you get exactly what you're looking for. That's the problem. Some people get involved in home-based businesses and they run their own deal and they become entrepreneurs, and if it doesn't work after 2 months, they quit. Doesn't work after 6 months, they quit. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, adopt that tenacity of that African wild dog. Say to yourself, it doesn't matter how long it takes, I'm in it to win it. It doesn't matter how far I've got to go, I'm going all the way. Doesn't matter about the details, I am going to win because I've learned how to fight. Once my mind is made up and I've focused in on my prey, on my goal that I'm willing to accomplish, nothing's going to keep me from it. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, you'll love the online video courses offered by Success Training Institute. Contact the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.